All right, so we have to talk about the new season of Below Deck, which premiered yesterday. You can stream the brand new season of Below Deck now on Hey You. Oh my goodness. Okay, it's had a glow up.
It has had a big image makeover. I was not expecting this. I don't know, like we've started out and they're starting in London with Fraser. Fraser's our chief stew, third year chief stew. And he is messaging his team of deckhands and stews and all of that. And they all get together and have pre-drinks before the charter, which I've never seen before. Have you seen that?
No. It was giving a little bit of Love Island where you were getting the backstory of each character.
Yes.
But I do think that Bravo have heard us where we've said we're sick of this revolving door of people. We don't know who they are. We don't know their backgrounds. And a lot of the time you don't often realise until third episode in the backstory of some of them. So they've all come on and had a little introduction. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if it'll work.
It's very new. There's a lot of slow-mo.
The slow-mo is crazy.
I was like, wow. And it was almost a bit like padding. It felt a little bit like padding, which I didn't need because there were so many people to get to know. A very good looking cast, very good looking. The chef won't last. The chef will be gone.
Has had 85 tantrums and has broken the fourth wall like three times within the first 2 minutes. The chef doesn't like cameras. Was this guy before he came on?
He's good TV in that the first episode is about the meltdown of the chef, basically, but he's not meant for television. He's not going to survive. It almost felt like they were kind of setting him up to fail in some respect. I sort of got that vibe a bit. Look, I loved the best part of the whole episode was the breaking of the fourth wall. I love that. I live for the breaking of the fourth wall so much. It was good. I'm a prude. Like, let's just confirm that. And so seeing what's coming up this season, everybody's kissing everybody. Boys are kissing boys. Girls are kissing girls. Girls are kissing boys and girls. And it's just, I, as you said, Love Island. I feel like I'm kind of watching Love Island on a boat.
I'm into it. I'm keen to see how it plays out because this season you've got two lesbians on board, one in the interior, one on the deck. I don't know how that's going to work out. You've got, who's the Scottish guy who's back from last season who was with Barbie?
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle. Now, he kissed Fraser last season, and I thought that was hilarious. So then obviously they're going to kiss again. I feel like it's all very fluid. Yeah. Captain Kerry had a bit of a glow up in between season. I think he's rocking some fake tan.
Yeah, and I feel like in one of the close-ups, his nails looked quite shiny. They almost looked manicured. Maybe we can ask that next week because we are scheduled to interview Kerry next week. So maybe we need to ask about his glow-up.
We've got the guest with the black light who's a germaphobe. Why is this man on a boat?
Yeah. It's
like, what's going on? Who wants his steak burnt? But then Kerry mentioned on Watch What Happens Live that they were the easiest of some of the guests that they had this season. So I'm interested. It sounds like they've got some wild guests.
Yeah.
So in between the guests and the kissing, I think it's going to be a really good season.
Look, I agree. I think that you're right. They've heard the viewers. They've changed it up. They're trying a slightly new format. I think I'm going to go into it with, you know, no expectations, but I'm a little bit scared about all of the kissing and the sex.
No, I think it'll be fine. It looks great.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.